Now we got it.
Hey, you can check. See if those are. That would have been the next place I went. The number of white. You can check.
Claim to fame. Indiana defended O.J. Simpson really well. And Indiana stops him on 3rd and 3 and 4th and 2. And I said to Max Skirvin, the network play-by-play guy, I said, Max, Hoosiers have got O.J. bottled up. Actually, I said they've got the juice bottled up. Yeah. He broke up, regained his composure. But that essentially in 1968, 50 years ago, was my first significant on-air.
And that was the year after Ohio State beat them.
Yeah. And then Ohio State lost, what, 7 or 8 in a row to him. Yeah.
Didn't that big long run, and then after that,
nothing.
I was so impressed with the coach last night giving Mata props and saying, you know, I mean, I went, that's a class act.
Yep. Oh, he is a class act. Oh, yeah.
Everybody wanted Archie Miller, and I'm going, I want the guy from Butler.
Well, I wanted Chris Mack. And I just, the A-10 to me is just a major, major cut below the Big East. The advantage Archie now has is the bar will incrementally get higher.
Right.
He was left with nothing. 6 guys went pro in the last 2 years. Blackman should have stayed. They would have competed for the Big Ten crown if 20 points a game James Blackman stays
right
behind the arc. They would have competed, despite the fact that Bryant went early, Ananobi went early, Troy Williams went early. Hartman's been hurt. Davis is hurt. People don't realize that the last 3 years they have been just ripped apart with injuries. Hartman is about 20% himself. 6'10 guy, Achilles, done for the year. The good thing about Archie is, and it is a noticeable transformation. Tom Crean's teams didn't play defense half this year. We'll be right back. just so unorthodox shooting the three, you know.
He's got a lot of range. I like these.
Oh, players. Yeah, he's got infinite range. Infinite range.
And I just thought there's something about watching a left-handed and smoother play. It just looks so much smoother.
But Indiana is playing defense. Unbelievable defense. Just like the guy Crean got as a graduate transfer, Bielefeld. from
we'll be right back. about.
I was just worried the level of competition would be a big climb right away for Miller. Right away he made his mark. He got three guys, three dynamite recruits. He got Miller, Blackburn, Bull, and the other one.
Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, you had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Guyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Guyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
It is the second meeting of the year between the Rushi girls and the Fort Loramie girls. We are here at Rushi. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, Jack with Chuck on ScoresBroadcast.com. Fort Loramie, 16-4 on the year, 11-0 in the Shelby County League. Head coach Carla Siegel's team has the league won outright. Redskins cannot drop into second place. Rushi 16-5 on the year, 9-2 in Shelby County League play. Rushi would like to put a feather in its cap, knock off Fort Loramie here tonight, which it beat three times last year, and stave off Anna for outright second place in the Shelby County League. The Redskins have been building momentum, and Fort Loramie wants to sustain it. 11 straight triumphs for the Fort Loramie girls, dating all the way back to the 28th of December in that long run, a 29-23 win over Rushi at Fort Loramie on January 6th. That was a game, Chuck, that everybody kind of slumbered through. The two teams needed points in the last couple minutes to get to 50 combined.
Yeah.
There have been girls' basketball games like that this year. There are every year. The defense oftentimes makes it difficult to score, and these two clubs do play outstanding defense, as they did in the first round meeting. Probably the club that gets to 35 will win this game for sure here tonight. But Fort Loramie, Rushi, the 1 and 2 seeds in the girls Division IV sectional tournament colliding here. It's a tournament tune-up. A little more at stake than that. Fort Loramie wants to continue to build that momentum, a long string of triumphs. Meanwhile, the Rushi Raiders, as I mentioned, want to lock down second place in the Shelby County League, a loss, and they wind up, no doubt, tying with Anna with three setbacks. Fort Loramie's won 11 in a row, as I said. Rushi's won 7 of 9, three straight. The Rushi had a string in January where, over about four or five games, it averaged only about 28.5 points per outing. The team that brings its A offense tonight will win this game, no doubt.
Well, I mean, if you just taking a look at the players for Rushi, they've got Cameo Wilson. She's a good basketball player. They've got Larissa Poling, another good basketball. They need those two young ladies to score. Where I look where they need help is the Ashley Scott is a freshman in the first sub off the bench, maybe even starting. And the other one is Jessica York, a 5'9 sophomore. They got some youngsters that are coming in and filling in spots, and those girls have to get better if they want to go farther in the tournament. But if you take a look on the other side, I mean, yeah, you got Abby Holdhouse. She's a senior. And Hattie Meyer plays some point guard as a senior. Other than that, they rely on sophomores like Gephardt and Ratterman, freshmen in Holscher. They've got another sophomore in Meiring. They got a sophomore in, or another freshman in Jaden Putoff. You talk about youngsters that have improved and improved, and the future for Fort Loramie is bright as it has ever been.
No question about it. Redskins struggled a little bit on February 1st at Houston, and poured it on in the second half, and wound up blitzing the Lady Wildcats. On February 3rd, in the Shelby County League clinching championship victory over Jackson Center, Fort Loramie played poorly, struggled for 2.5 to 3 quarters, wound up defeating Jackson Center by 11, 38-27, but that game was nip and tuck well into the third period. Fort Loramie got well on Tuesday night, two evenings ago, went to Sydney and drubbed the Yellow Jackets by a score of 65-35. 11 straight wins. There have been some ups and downs. The defense has been consistently good. Perhaps the very best game of the season played by the Fort Loramie girls. We saw recently in a Saturday matinee a thumping of Miami East, which came into that game probably a favorite in that contest at Fort Loramie. At least the Vikings had the better record, and the Redskins put the whammy on them.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, and you look at this Loramie team, the problem is they've got the League One. They've got the first seed wrapped up.
Right.
So it's up to Coach Siegel and the coaching staff to get them prepared to play tonight. It's a league game. You do not want to lose a league game. I mean, you might as well go undefeated, and then that's what they're shooting to do tonight. Rucci on the other side, yeah, they want to be second place all by themselves.
Yes.
And a win tonight will do that. Plus, it'll give them momentum and some confidence going into the tournament. Like you said, the number one seed was Loramie. The next three seeds all went into the other bracket to stay away from them.
Yep, sure did. The other thing is the Rucci-Fort Loramie rivalry may not be as quite intense at the girls' level as it is at the boys' level. Nonetheless, Fort Loramie has owned this series between the two girls' programs. However, last year, the Rucci girls swept Fort Loramie, beat them three times,
right,
including ousting Fort Loramie in the tournament. Now, those three scores were 50-27, 45-30, 49-36. Rucci blitzed Fort Loramie off the court three straight times a year ago. Fort Loramie won a close one earlier this year at home against Rucci. You can bet the Redskins are going to be pumped up. They want a little payback. They'd like to sweep Rucci this year after the Lady Raiders swept the Redskins in the 16-17 season.
Well, last year, Loramie's leading scorer was Marissa Meiring as a freshman. She went down with a knee injury, and, boy, they just didn't have an answer after that. They really struggled to score points. This year she's back. I still don't think she is 100%. But she's every game that we've seen her play, she's gotten better and better. She's getting more mobile. But by next year, I think she'll be back the way she was. She had an outstanding freshman season going when she got hurt.
Here's the key tonight, Chuck. Rucci's got the height advantage. Fort Loramie, the advantage in depth, perhaps quickness. Redskins will defend, and they may defend right away at half court. Can Rucci get into its offensive sets and pound the ball down inside to the two tallest players on the floor in the person of Cameo Wilson and Larissa Poling? We're going to find out here in the next 8 or 10 minutes.
Well, they got to get them the ball down in scoring position, absolutely. And if you can't bring the ball down the floor, it doesn't matter if you got a size advantage. We haven't talked about Jenna Cordonier. She was the Dynamite 6 player last year, come off the bench. This year, as a starter, she's still having a good season. But I think that her role coming off the bench last year was really something that she relished. But she can score, and she's only a junior. She's coming back.
Redskins here tonight will try to relive that high-quality performance they had on the 27th of January when they downed Miami East by a score of 49-38, trailed at one point by as many as 9, and then a 20-point swing over the last quarter and a half in that game. Meanwhile, the Rucci Raiders have reeled off 3 straight wins, and they're averaging better than 50 in those three triumphs against lesser competition, of course. Brucie and Anna split this year. Anna played Fort Loramie to the wire second time around. This could be a pretty close game here tonight. Let's face it, Fort Loramie led virtually from start to finish the first time they met, but it was only a 29-23 final. That was a 14-13 game at the half. Fort Loramie up one. I'd like to think we'll see more scoring than that here this evening.
Well, I think the smaller court's going to be conducive to them scoring more points here.
Yep, no question. And so many thanks to our fine Anchor underwriting sponsors for this Fort Loramie-Ruchie game tonight. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacalle Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. In addition, these Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's on the web at tomjerrys.com. Also, a big thank you tonight to Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. And Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at goffneyfurniture.com. Plus Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. More about our underwriting sponsors in a moment. Tip-off is coming up. It's Fort Loramie Girls on the road at Ruchie here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
This is Jack with Chuck back at Ruchie. Ruchie girls have defeated Botkins in the last week, 52-24 on February 1st. Won at Fairlawn on the 3rd, 66-28, and defeated Arcanum away from home on February 6th by a score of 41-25. Meanwhile, the red-hot Fort Loramie Redskins have streaked, as I mentioned, 11 triumphs in succession over New Knoxville, St. Henry, Jackson Center, Ruchie, Anna, Botkins, Fairlawn, Miami East, Houston, Jackson Center, and Sydney on Tuesday. Opening five being introduced for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Patty Meyer at the point, 5'5", a senior. Joined by Kennedy Gebhardt, a 5'5 sophomore, and Taylor Ratterman, a 5'5 sophomore. Abby Holdhouse is in the middle, 5'10, a senior. And Marissa Myring, 5'9, a sophomore. That opening five for Fort Loramie is loaded up with youth. two seniors and three 10th graders in that opening five for Fort Lauderdale. Redskins in the first game against Rushi didn't have a young lady in double figures. In fact, no one hit 10 in the entire game for either team. Kennedy Gebhardt had 9 in that game. She made a 3, was red hot from the free throw line for Fort Loramie. Rushi was paced by Cameo Wilson as she pumped in 8 points. The job Fort Loramie did on Larissa Poling, who could nail just 2 shots, was the biggest factor in that contest, leading to Fort Loramie's very strong defensive effort and the 29-23 win over Rushi in the first meeting. Opening 5 for the Rushi Raiders, Jenny Cordonier. Jenna, 5'11", or I should say 5'8", a junior starter. Whitney Plyman at the point, 5'4", a senior. Along the front line, Larissa Poling, 6 feet tall, a junior, averaging 11.5 a game. Cameo Wilson, 5'11", a senior in the middle. And I believe the fifth starter is Shay Borchers, a junior guard, 5'8" tall.
That is her. She is the fifth starter.
Rushi in the road, or I should say Rushi in the home, white. Blue numbers outlined in the sparkling gold. Fort Loramie Redskins, the traditional road black. Red numbers, white piping. Both teams wearing the black sneakers. And we're all set here at midcourt to jump it up. It's Poling for Rushi. Holdhouse for Fort Loramie. And the ball is slapped back to Plyman, who's got it for the Raiders. She darts up into the forecourt to her left. Rushi moving from right to left on your phone or computer as you use your imagination. Here's Borchers 25 feet away. Hands off to Plyman in the right corner. Hattie Meyer almost shook it loose. Here's Jenna Cordonier, elbow in the left. She manages to squeeze her way down the lane and draws a 2-shot foul, something Jenna is so adept at doing.
You can't play defense sticking a hand out. You got to move your feet, and that's what Loramie did that time. She got around her defender, and everybody else reached in and got the foul.
And Cordonier got into the teeth of the Redskins' defense. She sinks the free throw, fouled in the act of shooting. Second one coming up, 1-0 in favor of Rushi. 21 seconds gone, first quarter. Second shot, Cordonier, after 3 bounces. And it's on target once more. Rushi 2, Fort Loramie nothing. Here come the Redskins, forecourt right below us. Ratterman on the arc, 25 feet away. Goes opposite to Hattie Meyer. Now Meyer retreats to the Raiders logo at center court. Left side pass to Kennedy Gebhardt. Kennedy has shot the 3 well this year. She's a key outside performer. Here's the ball thrown to Ratterman. Deep left corner of the floor for Fort Loramie. Gunned it from there. Behind the line. Left it short. No good. Weak side rebound down to Rushi. Here come the Raiders. Blitzing their way up the floor. Cordonier tries to steer her way in from the right flank. It goes out of bounds. The officials converge. And who will get the basketball? Raiders keep it. Outside official thought that maybe it might have been touched by Rushi, but no. Ball inbounded to Cordonier, who makes a swan dive move in the lane. Ball comes out. No foul call. That was a good no whistle by the referee. The loose ball gobbled up by Fort Loramie. 2-0 Rushi. Here's Kennedy Gebhardt going baseline right. Out on the arc. Hands to Holdhouse. Skipping it cross court to Meyer. Foul line Holdhouse. Now 25 feet away. It's Meyer. Near side Gebhardt down the right side of the lane. Doesn't shoot. Wants to go inside to Meyer and can't find her. Excellent defense by Rushi. Here's a pass to the top of the circle. Bobbled. Rushi gets it. And here comes Plyman on the loose. Down the floor for the layup. And the Raiders lead it 4-0. And Fort Loramie head coach Carla Siegel not pleased with what she has seen so far. Barking out instructions. Backcourt foul committed by Rushi, or was that a warning?
That was a backcourt foul. Okay. I'll tell you what she needs, but what should be scary is the defense that they're playing right now. Rushi is just taking away everything.
Yeah, that is as suffocating a start to a game defensively I've seen played by the Rushi girls in a long time. Top of the circle, Meyer, who whips a pass to the left. Holdhouse comes out to catch top of the circle. Here's Gebhardt, right wing to Addie Meyer. Baseline, choked off by Plyman. Ball looped ahead of the circle to Radiman. Left side of the floor, Meyering. Spin move into the lane. Behind the foul line to Gebhardt. Her 17-footer is a little bit too long. It hit the heel. Fell down to Poling, who loops it up the floor to Cameo Wilson. Pull up in the lane, doesn't shoot. Left wing pass to Cordagna. Back on the arc to Plyman. Here's Poling from 17. On the button. Good-looking jumper by Poling. She's got a field goal, Chuck. She netted only two buckets in the entire first game at Fort Loraman.
She's got good range for a girl that's 6 feet tall.
Sure does. And she let everybody know that again right there.
Only a junior.
6-0 in favor of the Raiders, who are off to a very good beginning. Here's a pass outside the arc, left wing, Marissa Meyering, open. It circled the rim and came out, tough break. Long rebound, tapped to Meyer to Holdhouse. Left side drive by Gebhardt, collision. Borchers got her from the backside, common foul. And Fort Loramie will play it in. Redskins have been held scoreless. Tight defense from Rushi. We played 3 minutes and a second. 6-0 in favor of the Raiders. Baseline left of the basket. The playmaker is Raderman. Kenzie Holscher, 5'11", freshman in now for Fort Loramie. She got the inbounds pass. Gave it right back to Raderman. And stepped in and shot it from the left corner. Airballed it. Loose ball rebound. Retrieved by Rushi. Fort Loramie tags it. Out of bounds it goes. 4:49 to go first quarter. 6-0 Rushi.
Loramie's had some good looks this last couple times down the floor. They just aren't shooting it well.
The last couple shots, not even close. Outside the arc on the right, Poling for Rushi. Puts it on the deck against Holdhouse. A good overplay by Raderman, who swipes it. Taylor down the floor to Abby. Abby darts into the lane, all the way to the rack. A little out of control, laid it up and rolled off. Rebound down to the Raiders. Jessica York's got it. Jessica York, a 5'9 sophomore, in off the bench. Has it 25 feet away. She's doubled, gets it away to Borchers. And Holscher bumps her and claws it away. Good steal by Holscher of Fort Loramie. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. 6-0, Rushi. Baseline right, Gebhardt, around two players. Goes opposite to Holdhouse, to Holscher in the lane. Baseline right, open jumper,
wow.
Rimmed by Meyering. A lid on it right now for the Redskins. That was down in, and it somehow popped out.
Yeah, Holscher threw the extra pass, and that was a wide-open jump shot. Just would not stay down.
3:40 left to go first quarter. Rushi up 6-0. Here's York. Here's Borchers. Tries to dish it down inside to Poling. Passes wide. Fort Loramie makes the intercept. And then as the Redskins hustle up the floor, a travel against Raderman. 3:34 to go first quarter. Still 6-0 Rushi. Fort Loramie now approaching 5 minutes without a point. Redskins have had droughts like that this year, far less frequent this year than last. Rushi's had droughts like this year, far more frequent this year than last season. And looky there. Inbounds pass by Rushi is a good one. A screen is set for Jenna Cordagna, who drops in an 18-footer. It was a long two-pointer. 8-0 in favor of Rushi. Raderman, top of the circle for Fort Loramie. Hangs on. Good defense by Cordagna. To Holscher, looks back door, no one there. Kenzie puts up a 10-footer, partially blocked by Cameo Wilson. Rebound down to Rushi. Long lead to Cameo. Cameo through the lane, and she's jostled and fouled by the defender. It's Common, number two on Fort Loramie. Couple fouls each way so far in this game to this point. 3:01 to go in the first quarter. And the Rushi Raiders so far have blanketed Fort Loramie's offensive players at every turn on the court. Nothing for Fort Loramie so far. Inbounds pass, Rushi, right in front of the basket. It's Cordagna, an awkward left-hand spin move. Tried to get it to the rim, overshot it. Tie up on the rebound, and Fort Loramie benefits from the arrow.
Loramie now has two freshmen and three sophomores in the game.
And we have a timeout called. Under three to play opening quarter. Rushi leads Fort Loramie 8-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. Mmm, all served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
And don't forget, at the Troy Frisch's on Monday nights in February, children eat free 5 to 8 p.m. That's at the Frisch's in Troy, Mondays in February. Kids eat without charge from 5 to 8 o'clock. Here's Fort Loramie in possession after the timeout. Baseline right, open look for Byron again. Unbelievable, in and out once more. You talk about shooting and hard luck. I said Marissa Myron shot it again, and it was her, Chuck. Uncanny bad luck for her at the start of this game.
Well, the form's good, so she needs to just keep shooting it.
Rushi slapped the ball over the end line. Fort Loramie throws it top of the circle to Holscher into the paint area. Good defense by Cordania, who got a hand on the top of the leather, and caused a whistle travel call against Fort Loramie. That play right there on defense by the Raiders, typical of Rushi's defense through the first 6 minutes of this game. Fort Loramie has been held scoreless. Here's Plyman down the floor, right wing for Rushi, and she throws it away. Telegraph, Fort Loramie on the steal. Redskins down inside to Holscher on the break. Powers to the rim. No good, but a foul. Two shots for Holscher. Fort Loramie an opportunity to dent the scoring column for the first time in this game. Incredulous the way Marissa Myring has shot in bad luck. I've counted three in and out, and here Holscher shoots the free throw. It circles the rim twice and curls off the iron. Head coach Carla Siegel has got to be scratching her head. Holscher buries that one. 8-1 Rushi. First point.
Sometimes it just takes that first one to get things going.
Yep. Tough luck shooting for the Redskins here at the start. Rushi, though, has played super defense. Pressure D here by Fort Loramie. Rushi gets it into the half court. Scrum for it, though. Players on the deck. The ball squirts out. Picked up by Poling. And then Rushi gets a timeout. We'll keep it right here. 8-1 in favor of the Raiders, who salvaged the possession after the ball was on the deck for about 7 or 8 seconds. The Raiders did gain control near midcourt. Timeout is ruled. And we've got a time in right here for Goffney Furniture. Goffney in Sydney, Route 47, west of I-75. That's Michigan Avenue. Goffney offers you a 5-star delivery program, 30-day guarantee. Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Always an array of new inventory coming in at Goffney. You'll be extremely pleased with the high-quality furniture priced just right at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. For your dining and living rooms, adult and youth bedrooms, home office, entertainment spaces, and more, for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, West Michigan in Sydney. Rushi inbounding up the 7, 1:54 to go first quarter. Top of the circle, Borchers. Plyman comes out to catch. Plyman 25 feet away. Loops it right side. Leaping stab by Poling. She's smothered by Holscher and fouled. Three team fouls each way. So it's common again. 6 total common fouls produced so far in the game. 1:40 to go in the opening stanza. Rushi inbounds. Cameo Wilson's got the ball. High overhead, 35 feet away. Hands to Plyman. Fort Loramie pushing Rushi's offense way out high on the floor. Little elbowing going on. Plyman and Hattie Meyer. Hattie picks up the call.
Whitney got away with a little bit of a shove off, and then Plyman, then she, yeah. And then she came up and bodied her, and that's where they called the second one.
Right. And the person with the hand in the cookie jar the second time got nailed. 1:28 to go here in the first quarter. Rushi's got the ball in the post. Then it's thrown to Cordania in the right wing. 15-footer, circles out, no good. Rebound gathered momentarily by Fort Loramie, but then dropped over the end line. Rushi retains the ball, leading by 7, 1:23 to go opening period.
Inbounding Plyman, lobs to Credonier, who catches, darts into the lane. Baseline left, Wilson, spin move. On the arc to Borchers, cross court to Plyman. Whips it into Poling, down low on the right. Great block on the play by Holscher. Loose ball, rebound, collected by Fort Loramie. Standout defensive play by Kenzie Holscher of the Redskins. Pulling up right wing, Ranneman inside the arc. Hits it for Fort Loramie. Redskins' first fielder of this game. 8-3, Rushi. 56 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Three-quarter court pressure by Fort Loramie. Rushi throws over the top of it. Down the floor, Cameo Wilson. The gimme with the left hand. No good. Off the rim. She blew it. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Holscher zips down the floor below the rim. Baseline left. Then to Gebhardt inside the arc. Left wing. Shoots it long. Rebound snatched by Poland. Half minute to go, first quarter. Rushi journeys up the floor, leading 8-3. Plyman between the circles. Whitney on the bounce. First time the two clubs played, 29-23. Fort Loramie won it at the Redskins gym. Similar start here tonight. Plyman on the bounce. Loops it outside the arc on the right to Poling. 10 seconds to go. Now it's thrown wide for Wilson. Loose in backcourt. Gebhardt runs it down. Four to play. Hits Ratterman. Low on the left to a teammate. Layup is good. Chuck, who got that fielder? Gebhardt?
No, Myring.
Marissa Myring was the receiver of the fine pass in Fort Loramie. Thanks to the Rushi miscue. Gets a breakaway bucket, beating the buzzer at the end of the first quarter. 8-5 Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Rushi. 13 points scored in the first quarter, Rushi 8, Fort Loramie 5. First time, easy for me to say, the first time the two clubs met, 13 points were scored in the first quarter. 9 by Rushi, 4 by Fort Loramie, and the Raiders get off to start the second quarter with a bang. Good entry pass from the right wing down inside to Larissa Poling. As the crowd buzzes, Poling banks in a five-footer. She's whacked on the arm, and she's at the free throw line, a chance for a three-point play to launch action here in quarter number two. And she drains the foul shot. Already two field goals for Larissa in this game. She made two the entire first game between Fort Loramie and Rushi. Here's a shot missed from the right corner by Fort Loramie. Great offensive stick back by Myring. Two field goals in a row by Marissa. One to end the first quarter, one to start the second. Cross-court pass by Rushi. Borchers catches. 16-footer buries it. Each team shooting it well. Opening minutes, second quarter of play, unlike the start of the game. 7-12 to play till halftime. 13-7, Rushi with 6. Gebhardt, baseline drive. Drops it into the lane to Myring. Turnaround 10-footer short. Loose ball on the deck. Picked up by Myring. Poked away by Poling. And Rushi gobbles it up. Lead out pass down the floor to Cordonier. Into Poling, who goes opposite to Wilson. She's doubled. Out back to Plyman for a triple. You can count it. No, she had a toe on the line. A long-distance two-pointer by Whitney Plyman, 15-7. Rushi leads by 8. Outside the arc on the left, it is handled by Gebhardt in the lane to Myring. Myring drops it off to a teammate. Baseline right with the basketball, Myring. Straight away, Ratterman, good-looking three ball. Yes, for Fort Loramie. She was a full step behind the arc. 15 to 10. Action revs up here in the second quarter of play. Two clubs are potting baskets left and right. We haven't played 2 minutes yet in the period. Here is Rushi with the ball outside the arc on the left. It's Cordonier who tries to go to the mid post to Poling, and a Fort Laramie player is on her shoulder. Common foul. That's the sixth on the Redskins. Rushi's into 1-on-1 the rest of the half. Inspired play by Rushi here tonight. It's been 10 years, Chuck, since Rushi beat Fort Laramie in back-to-back seasons.
Wow.
Before last year, Fort Laramie had a 19-game win streak over Rushi. Inbounding, baseline left, Plyman. Throws on the arc to Ashley Scott, who's checked in now. Ashley's got the ball for Rushi. Ashley, a 5'7 freshman. Ball zip cross court to Poling. Out back to Plyman. Plyman gets a screen from Poling. Plyman drops it. It's near the sideline. She gets it. Throws it to a cutter. Baseline right. Coming in to score is Jessica York. Good maneuver by her. Raiders getting more contributions from the bench. 17-10, Rushi. 5:30 left to go. Second quarter. Ratterman 25 feet away to Meyer. Near side Holscher. Straightaway Hattie. Rushi does not come out to guard her tightly. Outside the arc on the left, it's Ratterman, who's coming off a made three. Now to Gebhardt down the right side of the lane. Weaves it out back to Jaden Putoff. 5'10 freshman is in. She goes opposite, baseline left to Holscher. A looping jumper from the short corner is good. Swish by Holscher. 17-12. Rushi's lead is 5. Poling head of the key. Goes right corner to Scott. Now to Plyman. Shot fake. Dives into the lane. Dropped it. Loose ball picked up and laid in by York. Two baskets in a row by York. And it's 19-12, Rushi. Fort Laramie in the forecourt. Rushi bats it out of bounds. Chuck, we've seen the Raiders a few times this year. Best offensive, defensive performance combination.
That we've seen.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. By far.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. 7-point lead, Raiders. Baseline right. Gebhardt's got it for Fort Laramie. A jump pass intended for Holscher overhead. In backcourt, it's snarfed up by Plyman, who darts down the floor, pulls up, misses the 12-footer, got the rebound back, threw it below the basket to a teammate. It hits the stripe and goes out of bounds. 7-point lead, Rushi. Rushi led at the end of one the first time the two clubs played, 9-4. Fort Laramie overtook Rushi 14-13 at the half and was never headed the rest of the way in a game in which the offenses never got generated. That was a defensive tilt from start to finish here in the second quarter. These two offenses look good right now. Here's Holscher, baseline left to Fort Laramie. She starts a drive and stepped on the baseline. The official right on top of it. 4:12 to go till halftime. 19-12 Rushi. Rushi led 8-1 at the start. They've regained the 7-point cushion again. Plyman skips up the floor, goes to Cameo Wilson at the foul stripe. Out back to Scott. Scott nearly walked. She staggered, and the official noticed what I saw, Chuck, and that was a pickup of the pivot foot.
She slid it a little bit.
Uh-huh. And even 4 to go in the second quarter. 7-point lead, Rushi. Hattie Meyer walks it over the timeline for Fort Laramie. Coming out to catch is Holscher, who looks back door for Meyering, who catches on the run. It bounces off the rim. Tough break. Loose ball rebound. Foul Rushi over the back. Marissa Meyering continues to shoot it in real tough luck. Baseline right of the basket playmaker for Fort Laramie is Ratterman. Ball goes to Holscher on the arc. Ratterman 25 feet away, circles on top. 3.5 to go, second quarter. Fort Laramie down 7. Ratterman starts a drive, goes short corner to Holscher. She loops on top to Hattie Meyer, who doesn't try it from there. She gives it up and gets it back now near the Raiders logo. Outside the arc on the left, it's fed to a teammate. Here's Holscher straight away. A high arching two-pointer, all net. What a rainbow. Good-looking jumper by Kenzie Holscher, who's come up big off the bench for Fort Loramie here in quarter number two.
That girl, there's no ceiling to what her game can be.
You're right about that. I agree. Here is a good defensive play by Fort Loramie and a steal at the Rushi foul line. It's snarfed up on the play by Ratterman. Gives it up down the floor to Hattie Meyer for Fort Loramie, which trails by five. A chance to cut into the Rushi lead further. 2:45 remaining second quarter. Holscher goes behind the back of the dribble. Now gives it up to Meyering. Meyering passes, then gets it back. Powering to the rim is Marissa. No good. Rebound by her. On the arc to Ratterman, who lofts up a triple. Front rim, backboard. It's off. Rebound Raiders. Backcourt Cordagna. Fakes right, goes left. To Wilson, cameo straight away. 18-footer, a long one. It hit the heel. Rebounding foul in the paint against Fort Loramie. And that means one and one time for Jenna Cordagna of Rushi. 2:21 to go till halftime. And the Raiders try to build on this five-point lead. Fort Loramie had a good opportunity to trim it down to three or even two. Couldn't cash in. York goes out for Rushi. Borchers back in. Splendid second quarter for Jessica York of the Rushi Raiders. 1-1 for Cordagna in the air. Short, no good. Rebound volleyball. Wilson tracks it down in the corner for Rushi, but it goes off her toe and out of bounds to fans in the first row, far side of the floor. Rushi unable to make free throws. 1-1 chance, not converted. Just over two to play in the second quarter. It's Ratterman. Near side on the bounce to Holdhouse. Baseline right Holscher, who spins back out. Here is an elbow jumper by Kenzie. 15-footer. It hit the back brace. Long rebound Rushi. Down the floor Wilson. Cameo in the corner. Minute 50 left in the second. Here's Plyman, a 30-foot pass down into Poland. She catches over the shoulder and scores. And she's fouled by Fort Loramie. What a pass by Plyman.
Good pass, great catch, and nice job of Poland to take the contact and still continue to shoot the ball.
That looked like a girls' football fade pattern, corner of the end zone.
Threw it to the back shoulder.
Yeah, delivery by Plyman right on the money. Free throw by Poland is good. 22-14. Rushi with its biggest advantage in this game, 8 points. Ratterman between the rings, left side to Holscher for Fort Loramie. To Ratterman, who tries to probe the middle. Back to Kenzie. Wilson on her. Good double team. Ball given up. Rotated near side to Jaden Putoff. And she bangs a three-pointer for Fort Loramie. Jaden Putoff got it. She had clearance. No one was around. And she released it immediately. Good instincts by her.
Another outstanding freshman.
Here's Plyman countering for Rushi from trifecta territory. And it rimmed and came out. Rebounded by Fort Loramie, which is down five. Here's Putoff. Fakes right, goes left into the lane. Too hard. Rebound Holscher. Left corner to a teammate. Now it's thrown away. Cordagna on the swipe for Rushi. Here comes Jenna barreling down the floor. Loops it to Plyman. Driving and scoring for Rushi. 24-17. Raiders up 7. 50 seconds to go. Second quarter. Ratterman between the rings. Rushicek has already scored 1 point more than it did the entire first meeting.
Yeah, they're playing really well.
Yep, Rushi scored 23 in losing to Fort Loramie, 29-23 in the first contest of the year. Here's a great move across the bottom of the key by Holscher. She fades and banks it in from 8 feet. Stellar second quarter by Kenzie Holscher of Fort Loramie, which displays a zone defense now. 20 seconds to go in the second quarter. Rushi in the lead by 5, 24-19. Plyman near the Raiders logo at the timeline. Coming out to catch is Cameo Wilson. Ball high overhead. Left corner, Borchers, and inside to Poling. Goes to work. Missed it. No good. Rebounded by Fort Loramie with 3 to go. Holscher to midcourt. A running set shot. Short. No good. First half closes out. It's been an inspiring one. Exciting play by both teams. Entertaining Thursday night game here from Rushi. The Raiders lead the Redskins 24-19. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambow Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
A big thank you tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located in Fort Loramie. If you need true comfort at your home or business, call in Mike Holdhouse or Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's. These two pros are experts. Tom and Jerry's is a family-owned business that has built a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-295-3243. That's 295-3243 on the web at tomjerrys.com. Shout-outs tonight to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. So many thanks to Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at the Francis Schulte Company. So many thanks to Doug Borchers, all the staff and associates at Superior Aluminum in Rushi. And tell Jolene Rinderly at the Jewelry Barn that you heard all about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn on Rushi Versailles Road, east of town. We'll talk about the Jewelry Barn at length here in just a moment. So many thanks again tonight to Brookins in Fort Loramie. Congrats to Carl Arnes, the new owner-manager at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Same fine menu, same outstanding food. You'll enjoy Carl Arnes at Brookins. He's now in charge. 12 superb years of service provided by Joyce and Dale Barhorst, who have turned over the reins to Carl Arnes at Brookins in Fort Loramie. And don't forget about that pork chop special on Saturday nights at Brookins. There are plenty of roasted chicken dinners to go around always. Many specialty sandwiches, tasty pizza. And Brookins is the place to go for anniversaries, birthdays, family gatherings, and more. Take advantage of the banquet room with over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go all around. There's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. Halftime score, Rushi 24, Fort Loramie 19. It's a good contest. Entertaining game, inspired play by both teams. 8-point lead, Rushi's biggest. Raiders jumped out 8-1. Fort Loramie has never led in this tilt so far. The two teams combining for 43 in the first half. They had 52 points between them, 29-23 for four quarters in the first contest won by the Redskins at Fort Loramie. Our halftime report here tonight, as always, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, if you look at the team stats, Rushi has a 12-9 rebounding advantage. Lormier's got 5 offensive rebounds. Rushi only 2. The Raiders turned it 10 times, or it might be a bigger than a 5-point lead for them in the first half. Lormier turned the ball 6 times. 4 of 5 from the free throw line for the Raiders. 1 of 2 for the Redskins. Individual scoring for Rushi. They were led by Larissa Poling. She had 8. She had a terrific first half. And then they got 6 from Whitney Plyman. They got 4 each from Jenna Cordonier and Jessica York, the sophomore off the bench. Shea Borchers scored 2. They scored 8, then 16, 24 points in the first half. Lormier led by freshman Kenzie Holscher with 7. Got 5 from Taylor Ratterman. They got 4 from Marissa Myring and 3 from Jaden Putoff. They scored 5 in the first quarter, but 14 in the second. They only trail by 5 here at the half, 24-19.
Larissa Poling pumped home a scant 5 points in the first meeting between the two. She's already topped that here in the first two quarters tonight. You know, what's the phrase for Rushi's defense? They're up in the Redskins' grill. They are playing tightly, making Fort Loramie feel uncomfortable when the Redskins have the ball in the half court.
And they did a nice job, and I'll tell you one thing they did. Abby Holthouse did not get a shot.
Good point.
Didn't get a shot off in the first half.
And she's got to produce something, I would
absolutely
think.
They need that senior leadership to step up here in the second half. They're going to win the basketball game.
Halftime score, Rushi 24, Fort Loramie 19. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
It is halftime here at Rushi. Rushi Raiders lead the Fort Loramie Redskins 24-19. Very good girls basketball game here tonight. Fort Loramie has the Shelby County League wrapped up. Rushi wants to stave off Anna, earn a split with Fort Loramie this year, and by virtue of the victory tonight, nail down sole possession of second place in the final Shelby County League standings. Time now for our LaCal Equipment Spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal promotes student academic success on Scores and has done so since our start 12 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And tonight we take a look at the seniors on both rosters. There are several for the Rushi Raiders. The 12th graders are Cameo Wilson and Whitney Plyman. For the Fort Loramie Redskins, the seniors are Heather Eilerman, Grace Ruenkamp, Hattie Meyer, and Abby Holdhouse, a grand total of a half dozen seniors on these two rosters combined. Both clubs with a wealth of experience coming back again next year. These seniors being recognized here tonight by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
This is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com, your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Rushi Raiders have possession, beginning action here in the second half, leading by five, 24-19. Rushi in front of Fort Loramie. Outside the arc on the right side, Jenna Cordonier spins, little pick and roll with Poling, baseline right, forced it up awkwardly. Ball was coming out of her hands. I think that's because Hattie Meyer raked a fist across the back of the hand at Poling, who's at the stripe to shoot two. Night and day difference for Larissa. First game at Fort Loramie and this game here tonight. Larissa's free throw jiggles around in the cylinder and snaps out of there. No good. Second shot, Larissa, one, two, three, four dribbles, dips the knees, and makes it. All net on number two. Six-point lead for Rushi. Biggest has been eight at 22-14. It's 25-19 Raiders. Meyering's got the ball, forecourt left for Fort Loramie. Out high to Hattie Meyer. Meyer on the bounce. Goes right wing to Kennedy Gebhardt. I can only recall her maybe getting one shot so far in the game, Chuck.
She hasn't scored. I'm not sure she shot the ball more than once.
Redskins with a good dump off on the block. Low left side, Meyering in traffic. Good head fake by her. And she drew a two-shot foul as a couple Raiders clamped down on her. Marissa puts up the free one and connects. 25-20. Rushi in the lead by five as Poling and Meyering get free throws starting the third quarter. Only Marissa canned each of hers. Poling went one of two. And the lead for Rushi is 25-21. Here's a lead pass down the floor for the Raiders. It's caught on the dead run by Plyman. A little out of control. Missed the driving layup. Fort Loramie back the other way. And it's Ratterman cherry picking to her left. And she's got the deuce. And Rushi turns it over on the inbounds pass. Raiders momentarily rattled Fort Loramie within a bucket of tying this game up. A minute gone in the third quarter. Each team taking advantage of the opportunity to push it down the floor pell-mell. Plyman on the breakaway for Rushi was perhaps going a little bit too fast, could not convert. That left the opening for Fort Loramie darting the other direction. Foul line extended right is Gebhardt. Here's a right corner jumper by a teammate, Meyering. Missed it, no good. There's Abby Holdhouse on the stick back. Chuck, you commented Abby had not dented the scoring column in the first two quarters, and she needed to be effective in order for Fort Loramie to overtake Rushi. Abby scored the bucket there to tie it at 25. Here's Cordonier dribbling down the left side of the lane for Rushi, and she dropped the basketball. Holscher's got it for Fort Loramie. A wild driving layup, no good. The follow by Holdhouse. Abby Holdhouse rescuing Fort Loramie here in the third quarter. Rushi needs a timeout. The Raiders have fallen behind by two. 6:23 left in the period on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank offers easy person-to-person payments with Zelle. Person-to-person, like the sometimes fan to the super fan for that last-minute ticket to the game. Or the tailgate guest to the tailgate griller for the pregame grub. Pay whoever for whatever, whenever, with Zelle. It's free in the U.S. Bank mobile app. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. The Zelle Network is property of Early Warning Services, LLC, U.S. Bank member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Well, two straight baskets by Abby Holdhouse have lifted Fort Loramie to a two-point edge over Rushi. 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And the Raiders go down inside to Cameo Wilson after the timeout. And the ball is fought away by Ratterman. Ratterman to Holscher. She's too far under. Holdhouse gets two more. Follow-up by Holdhouse again. And Rushi with a miscue on the inbounds play. And the Raiders are rattled.
Well, they stepped in bounds. There was no pressure. There was no defense down there at all. She stepped in bounds before she threw the ball in.
One, two, three stick backs by Abby Holdhouse. You can bet that head coach Carla Siegel of Fort Loramie pushed the right hot buttons during the halftime intermission. Ball inbounded by Fort Loramie right in front to Holscher. Shot blocked. Good defense by Poling. It comes down to Cordonier. She blitzes the other way on the run. Left it short, no good. Blocking foul at the rim by Gebhard of Fort Loramie. Redskins have bolted on top 29-25 here at the start of the third quarter.
They scored 10 points in 2 minutes. They scored 5 points in the first quarter.
Yeah. It is amazing the ebb and flow in high school basketball, even more so in the girls' game.
Well, four live ball turnovers by Rushi here to start the second half has not helped any.
Nope, they've crippled the Raiders. First free throw, Cordonier, good. And she swishes both of them. Key shots by Jenna. Gets Rushi back within two. Rushi once led 22-14. Fort Loramie streaked here early in the third to take a 29-25 advantage. And now here's a steal. Good interception. Tipped away by Poling of Rushi. Raiders have got it back. A chance to tie or go up one. Redskins up two, had been four. Left flank, it goes to Borchers. Left corner, Plyman. Baseline drive cut off. Now to Poling on the arc. Hits the cutter, Cordonier. Spin move in the lane. Might have been fouled, no good. Got it back and puts it through. What a play by Jenna Cordonier.
This is the Cordonier we were thinking we were going to see this year.
She was mispersistent that time down. Here's Holdhouse. Open look for Fort Loramie. 18-footer dancing all around the rim. Hit every centimeter of it. Wouldn't go in. Rebounded by the Raiders, who've tied it up at 29. Cordonier, top of the circle to Plyman. 4:50 left in the third. Cordonier catches at the elbow on the left. Dropped it off her foot. It's run down by Borchers near midcourt. And she spins to get it out of trouble. Dropped it. Fort Loramie's got it. Lead out to Holscher. Driving layup. Yes. Holscher at the other end. Fly ball turnover again by Rushi. Leading to a quick two for Fort Loramie, which is up again 31-29. Cordonier, forecourt right to Borchers for Rushi. Spins back out to Jenna. Straight away Plyman. Left side, Ashley Scott starts a drive, pulls up. Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround seven-footer. Yes. That's money in the bank right there. 31-31. Myron down the floor for Fort Loramie. Pulls up, throws top of the circle for Holdhouse. Picked off on the play by Plyman. Long throw down to Cordonier. Rushi can get the lead back here. Even game at 31. Coming out to catch is Poling. Drives around Holdhouse all the way to the cup. Two more. What a play by Poling. Larissa pours in four straight.
Yeah, they went in at halftime, and a basketball game broke out here in the second half.
33-31, Rushi with two. Down the lane, Ratterman for Fort Loramie. Look at that teardrop go in. Seven-footer on the dead run. Ratterman split two defenders, arched one up there with one hand, and she sinks it. We're knotted at 33. Little pick and roll down inside by Rushi. As the Raiders go time and time again to Poling, she's hindered and fouled near the rim. She earns two more free throws.
Well, Loramie went to their 1-3-1, and they didn't have it pushed out. It was in a half-court situation,
yeah.
And Poling just found a wide-open spot there. They need to know where that young lady is tonight.
33-33. Larissa Poling, two free throws, and she breaks the deadlock for Rushi. 34-33. Raiders up one. 3:21 left in the third quarter. It is a dynamite game here tonight at Rushi. Inspired play by both clubs. You might have thought, well, it's going to be a ho-hum tournament tune-up. Not a whole lot at stake. League standings pretty well cemented, although Rushi with a win can leapfrog ahead of Anna in the final standings and get second place. The Raiders can by themselves. Polling nets, both free throws. She's on fire here tonight. Outside the arc straight away for Fort Loramie. It's handled there by Alyssa Rassman is in. Oh, going back door low in the right. Radiman passes left corner to a teammate. Here's a long 18-footer missed from the corner. Rebound, tug of war for it. And it is ruled a violation on Fort Loramie or a tie-up.
I can say this. Eilerman grabbed the rebound, but then she put her foot on the end line.
Barely touching the stripe was Heather. It was a close call. Rushi gets the benefit of it. Raiders possession, 35-33 Raiders. After Fort Loramie once led 29-25 in this quarter. Top of the circle, Jessica York is back in. Oh, high, low goes Rushi. Errant pass by Scott, intending to reach York, couldn't find her. Out of bounds to Fort Loramie. 2:41 to go, third quarter. These two teams have left it out on the floor in this period. Exciting third quarter of action here at Rushi. Raiders up two. Midcourt, Radiman for Fort Loramie. Gives it up to Rassman. Bullet pass down inside to Eilerman. It's dropped. Picked up baseline left by Holscher. She throws top of the circle, and she tried to pitch it over two Raiders, one of whom intercepted. Baseline right, York. Open lane to the hoop. Two-shot foul coming for York of Rushi. A Jessica has come off the bench, displaying good savvy and nose for the basket. She is going to be a sterling player, a sophomore already pretty daggone good. The free throw is buried by Jessica York of Rushi, which leads it 36-33. Well, after Fort Loramie garnered that four-point lead 29-25 after the hot streak, three hoops by Abby Holdhouse, Rushi's come back strong and outscored Fort Loramie 11-4. Second free throw bouncing, no good. Tie up on the rebound in the left corner. Arrow says Redskins possession. 2:13 left to be played, third period. Rushi back on top of three. Fort Loramie walks it up. Holdhouse in the post. Rassman down low on the left, or I should say Myron down low on the left. Coming out to catch straight away as Gebhardt who simply can't get a good look. Jaden Putoff in the game with Holdhouse in the middle. Ball thrown right side of the floor to Myring. Tries to hit Putoff in the paint, off her shoulder, into the hands of Plyman of Rushi. Spin move at midcourt. Gave it up, got it back. Minute 44 to play, third quarter. Plyman between circles, goes to York. They look inside for Wilson, can't find her. Marissa Poling gets a break at the moment. Ball thrown baseline left to Cordonier. Look at her go to work. Twisting move is good. Outstanding play by Jenna Cordonier. She knifed to the rim and nailed it for two. Minute 20 left in the third. Rushi has regained a five-point advantage. Fort Loramie steering its way in from the right wing. It's Kennedy Gebhardt bothered near the basket. Arched one up. Couldn't get it there. That's because she took a whack on the elbow. Two free throws for Kennedy, who I don't think has scored yet.
Nope, she's looking for her first points here.
Free throw, Gebhardt on the way. In and out. Lipped the rim. It was dead center, just would not stay home. Minute 16 to go, third quarter. Rushi 38, Fort Loramie 33. What a run here by the Raiders, who trailed 29-25. 13-4. Resurgence
wow.
By Rushi. Second free throw circles the rim three times and comes out. Rebound volleyball all over the place. Abby Holdhouse gets a hand in there. Two white shirts are on top of it as well. And it's Rushi's arrow. 70 seconds to go. Third quarter. Fort Loramie continues to press. Eight young ladies in backcourt. When Rushi's been able to, the Raiders have pushed it hard up the floor. Fort Loramie relents a little bit. Ball thrown to Plyman at the timeline. They break it nicely. Down the right side to Wilson. Spin move in the lane. Fadeaway 10-footer. She's hacked on the wrist. Two shots for Cameo. 101 to go third quarter. Rushi up five. Free throws, Cameo Wilson. Bounces the ball once, twice, aims, and scores. 39-33. Rushi up six. It has been a turn of events here in the third quarter. Rushi led at the halftime break. Fort Loramie came out like a house of fire. Fort Loramie went from 24-19 down to a 29-25 lead. And now after two free throws by the Raiders, they're up seven again. 40-33. 50 seconds left in the third. 25 feet away, Ratterman for Fort Loramie. Gives it up outside the arc to a teammate. It's Gebhardt. Gebhardt's been hounded. Ball thrown to a cutter in the lane. Then thrown to Hattie Meyer on the arc. She overshoots it. Weak side rebound, though, by Holdhouse. Cross-court pass. Intercepted. Fort Loramie's tried that dangerous throw all night long. And Rushi's had easy picks. Here's another one. 26 seconds to go in the quarter. Plyman at midcourt, puts it on the deck. Coming out to catch is Poling. Left side pass to Borgers. Open look, 17-footer, bouncing, no good. Loose ball rebound, Plyman tries to save, can't do it.
Ow.
And she went hard into the floor in the left corner of the gymnasium.
You think they're not playing for something here? That's a senior just threw herself into a wall trying to save a shot.
And she popped right up. She looks just fine. 13.1 to go in the third quarter. Fort Loramie's been stymied the last half of the second period.
And Rushi's making free throws.
Sure are. A clinic put on by the Raiders at the stripe.
They've outscored them 8-2 from the free throw line in the third quarter.
9 seconds left in the period. Rushi up seven. Hattie Meyer top of the key outside the arc to Ratterman. Tries to shake loose on a screen. Can't. Goes to Gebhardt, who tries to jack a 30-footer. And it's blocked by Cordonier immediately. And the period ends. Rushi storming from behind after Fort Loramie overcame Rushi at the start of the period. Great close to the third quarter by the Lady Raiders, who lead it 40-33 on scoresbroadcast.com.
High-quality furniture priced just right always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. A hotly contested, well-played game here tonight at Rushi. Rushi Raiders 40, Fort Loramie Redskins 33. We're about to start the fourth quarter. As we thank the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, established in 2011, qualified staff providing you with great custom jewelry and jewelry repair, plus free jewelry cleaning, watch link adjustment, watch battery replacement, and more at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, located at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road. Here is Rushi starting the fourth period. Foul line extended right, jump shot by Cameo Wilson. Short, no good. Rebound down to the Redskins. Holscher spots up, shoots the three. Rimmed it in and out. Tough break. Loose ball rebound. Poling can't hang on. Out of bounds to Fort Loramie, which is down to seven. 40-33, opening half minute, fourth quarter. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading, and also certified in jewelry repair. Come in and check out the Jewelry Barn, the gem in Rushi, Ohio. Tell Jolene Rinderly You heard all about her shop right here on scorersbroadcast.com. Jolene is a GIA certified diamond grader. Phone 526-5557, 526-5557. The Jewelry Barn, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road in Rushi. Check out the Jewelry Barn on Facebook. Abby Holdhouse just misfired on a long 21-footer for Fort Loramie. It rattled, came out, rebounded by the Raiders, who spurred up the floor in a jiffy, and Cammie Wilson leans in. That's a questionable offensive foul called against her. 1 minute gone here in the fourth, 40-33. Rushi up seven. No one's tallied a point yet in this final fourth quarter. Gebhardt and Raderman play pitch and catch on the arc. Left side pass, Holdash. She goes to work, drives into the lane, feeds Holscher at the foul stripe, missed it off the heel. Long rebound for Donyer. Good offensive set by Fort Loramie, which got the shot it wanted. Redskins just could not convert. Here's a bad pass. Plyman tried to find Wilson in the right corner, threw it behind her. Redskins get possession again, still down seven. 6.5 to go in the fourth. It's going to be an exciting photo finish, you can tell that. Holscher deep in the right corner. Scoots across the top of the key for Fort Loramie. Near side to Raderman. Trying to find Myron down inside. Raderman 30 feet away now. Checked tightly by Plyman. Raderman veers off into the right corner. Stops her dribble. On top to Gebhardt. Outside the arc to Holscher. Foul line. Runs into the paint. Made a late dish to Holdhouse, but not before she traveled with the ball.
Now she got herself caught in no man's land. She should have shot it. And then at the last minute decided to pass it, and she took an extra step.
Yeah, Kenzie had a pretty good look from, what, about 12, 13 feet?
Yeah, that's her range. She's a good shooter from there.
2 minutes gone in the fourth. No one scored in the quarter. We're stuck at 40-33 Rushi. Great game here tonight for the Rushi gym. 25 feet away, Cordania for Rushi. Dumps down inside to Poling. Poling got free. Defender on her hip. Then Poling stumbled. Off-balance shot, no good. Tie up on the rebound. Rushi benefits from the error.
A lot of contact on that tie up from behind. Usually that's called a foul.
Rushi Raiders and Fort Loramie Redskins in a real scrap tonight at the Raiders gym. Ball inbounded to Poling in the corner. Goes right inside to Cordania, posting up. Spin move. No, but she's hacked on the elbow. A couple free throws for Jenna. Fine inbound set by the Raiders. Actually, Poling there from the mid-post area was the feeder to Cordania, who was down lower. Jenna Ames shoots and hits from the stripe, and Rushi's put on a clinic at the free throw line.
13 of 16 now.
Oh, you can't beat that. 8-point lead Raiders, who are shooting here to go up nine. It would mark the biggest advantage of the night for Rushi. Rushi led 22-14 at 1 point in this game. Free throw for Donyer is on the money. As she drops them both in there. 9-point spread. Rushi leads at 42-33. Raderman nearly walks over the timeline for Fort Loramie. Could have been called. Pressure by Rushi. Wow, it's suffocating defense. And the blanketing D from the Raiders forces a Redskins miscue. Fort Loramie pitches that one away. Well, Rushi has gotten up in Fort Loramie's grill all night. Deep left corner with the ball, Plyman for Rushi. Bounces on top to York, who looks inside for Wilson, can't find her. Now to Plyman. We've got 3 seconds in the lane against the Raiders.
You know what? That's going to go against Wilson, but she posted up. She was open.
Yeah.
She didn't understand why they weren't throwing her the ball.
Right.
That's probably the second or third 3 second call we've seen in the 50 games we've done this year.
And I'm telling you what, at the high school level, the college level, both, they could be called way, way.
Oh, absolutely.
Way more. Here's a drive by Holdhouse. She's off balance for Fort Loramie. Tightly defended about 10 feet away. Pulled up, hit the backboard, the rim. It glanced off. Rebound by Rushi.
Pass.
Down the floor to Wilson. Wilson to the rack. Blew it. No good. Wide open. Rebound Holdhouse. Nearly fouled by Wilson. Only 2 points in the fourth quarter scored so far. The pair by Rushi. Fort Loramie scoreless in this quarter. Here's an outside jump shot. Kennedy Gebhardt for Fort Loramie inside the arc. It bounces and comes off. A lid on it most of the night for the Redskins, who cannot find the range. And that rebound was tipped away to Plyman for Rushi, who loops it up to Wilson. She's double-teamed. Holdouse nearly steals. Natter Ratterman. 16 fouls, by the way, at Fort Loramie. Rushi's in the bonus. Wilson behind the screen. Puts it on the deck. One-on-one against Holdouse. Wilson took steps in the lane. Stingy defense by Fort Loramie caused the error. 9-point lead for Rushi, 42-33. Fort Loramie, Chuck, had 29 points. Somewhere between 4 and 5 minutes left in the third quarter. Only 4 by Fort Loramie in the last 8 minutes.
Yeah, they had a nice run, turning them over, got the lead, and then they've just gone back to that stagnant offense.
Yep. Timeout called with 4 to play. Rushi in front by 9, 42-33. Say, you've got to check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing and financing always. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's back in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. And you know what? He's still smiling today because the 3 generations of Geyers have done business the very same way since. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at GAIERSinc.com. GAIERSinc.com. Fort Loramie beat Rushi in the first meeting this year, 29-23. Fort Loramie is trying to secure an unbeaten Shelby County League season here tonight. Redskins 11-0 coming in. Rushi has lost just twice. Redskins have the top spot wrapped up, but Rushi's saying, wait a minute, we've got a game to play, and we'd like to secure second place and earn a feather in the Raiders' cap by beating rival Fort Loramie. And the Redskins have got ground to make up. Trailing by 9 with 3:40 left. Fort Loramie's got the ball in the right corner. Now on top, it's Hattie Meyer down the lane. Feeds Holdouse for a jump shot. A long one behind the arc. It's hard. No good. Scrap for the rebound in the corner. Out of bounds off Fort Loramie. Rushi's got momentum. Fort Loramie offensively has not been in its stride most of this entire game.
Well, they scored 6 points in the third quarter off putbacks by Abby Holdhouse.
Yep.
So that wasn't out of their offense.
Nope. Here's Poling, top of the circle for Rushi. And head coach Andy Timmerman gets a timeout. 3:21 left. Raiders nurse that 9-point lead into the second half of the fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Big shout-outs to them. Thank you so much. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Inbounds pass by Rushi, lobbed to Cordonia, left side of the floor, a driving shot. She doesn't have good control of the ball. It was being juggled by her. She took it to the rim. Got it up just short of the rim. Loose ball rebound on the deck. Scrum for it. Major tie-up. Fort Loramie gets this arrow. And the Redskins have 3:13 to go to make up 9 points. 16 fouls in Fort Loramie, 3 on Rushi. Gebhardt deep in the right corner. Whistles will pass down inside for Holdouse. And it's tipped by Poling. It goes over the end line. Redskins to play it in. Low in the right. Hattie Meyer will trigger. Hattie looks, can't find anybody. Airmails went out back to Holscher. Top of the circle straight away. 3 minutes remaining. Fort Loramie has been thwarted. Just 4 points by the Redskins in the last 9.5 minutes of playing time. Holscher deep in the left corner. Outside to Gebhardt. And she tries to slither her way down the right side of the lane. Can't do it. It's carved away from her by Rushi. Another jump. Raiders ball. 2:45 to go, 42-33, Rushi.
Rushi wanted the ball more that time. That was a hustle effort to get that tie-up.
Indeed. Rushi Raiders trying for the first time in 10 years to win games in back-to-back seasons against Fort Loramie. Happened back in, what, 06-07, 07-08? And we've got Rushi with a violation, a push-off, moving screen away from the ball.
Yeah, Whitney Plyman shoved, took two hands and shoved to get herself open. It worked. She was open.
That was a valuable possession right there given away by Rushi. Fort Loramie inbounding, down nine still, 42-33. We've been stuck on 33 for Fort Loramie forever. Deep in the right corner, Holdhouse. Back between the rings to Meyer. Left side pass to Gebhardt. Kennedy just has not gotten free tonight. She can be a very good shooter if open, but she has been blanketed by Rushi. Gebhardt starts a drive, goes to the short corner of the left, tries to whip it into the key, and Rushi's there for the intercept. Raiders have out-hustled Fort Loramie most of this game, and we're down to 2:08 to go. Kleiman's pass near side of the floor to Cordiner. Back to Kleiman, who catches nearly over and back. Thrown to Poling in the corner. Pitch and catch by Rushi. It's the four corners offense. Fort Loramie's got the foul. It would be the 1-1. Down to 1:50 to go. Poling cross court to Scott. Baseline left. We've got a defensive foul called against Fort Loramie. And at the stripe for the Rushi Raiders is Scott for the 1-1. Boy, if she connects twice here, Chuck, Fort Loramie would be down double digits with about 1:40 to play. What a game turned in here by Rushi tonight. Outstanding effort by head coach Andy Timmerman and his club. Foul shot by Scott is perfect. This Rushi team has been brilliant from the line all night long. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 dribbles, deep knee bend. Ashley's in the air with the free throw and connects again. Rushi trying to seal the deal at the stripe. That's where the Raiders have outpointed the Redskins by a wide margin all evening. 11-point lead, Rushi. Ratterman down the right side of the floor to Meyer. To Gebhardt, back to Ratterman. Looks for the three, can't get it. Starts a drive, running one-hander, hit the glass, rolled off. Rebound, Holscher back up from short range. It's no good. Rebound, Raiders, a lid on it most of the night for Fort Loramie. And Rushi's up 11. They're trying to salt this thing away. Holdhouse comes out and grabs Cameo Wilson. Fort Loramie Redskins have been red hot. 11 wins in a row, and the streak will come to a halt tonight at the hands of rival Rushi. Free throw, Cameo Wilson up and in. 45-33. Rushi by 12 over Fort Loramie. I don't think there are very few many people out here, Chuck, who would have predicted this tonight. Thought it might be close. It's now 13. Both free throws are good. 46-33. Rushi in the lead, but double digits. We're all the way down to 70 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Gebhardt's got the ball 25 feet away on the dribble. Guarded out high by Borchers, who gets the benefit of the five-second call. Fort Loramie turns it over again.
That is a rule that I struggle with a little bit because it's so subjective. Yep. I didn't think she was closely guarded at all.
Exactly.
But as a player, you need to know, see if the count's on.
Right. Yeah, the onus is on your back, the dribbler. Yeah, you've got to know if the official is observant and is counting. And Fort Loramie wasn't aware. 1 minute to go in the game. 46-33 Rushi, which has had a tremendous game defensively, especially so here now over the last 11 minutes. Here's a collision at midcourt. Kleiman diving for a loose ball is plowed into by Gebhardt. 51.5 left. For the Rushi Raiders have hustled their way to a big victory over Fort Loramie. And Rushi with the triumph will go to 17-5 to close out the campaign. 10-2 in the Shelby County League and finish just a game behind Fort Loramie at 11-1. Redskins, by the way, have a date left with Marion Local on February 13th. Fort Loramie plays Ansonia first game of the tournament. Redskins are the one seed. Rushi plays Fairlawn
first game of the tournament. Raiders are the 2 seed. One free throw made, one missed by Rushi. Then Fort Loramie goes racing down the right side of the floor. And before the Redskins are about to go in and shoot a layup, the whistle sounds. And the ball's coming back to midcourt. Not sure what's been determined. Was there a foul? Wholesale changes ensue.
I don't know. The shot wasn't made, so that shouldn't have been a reason to stop it. It's not going to affect the outcome, but I'm not sure what the whistle was.
It didn't seem like there was a logical halting point at that juncture. Nonetheless, Fort Loramie takes its players off the floor. Rushi takes its players off the floor. We've got, I think, 10 new ones out there at the moment. Rushi in white, Fort Loramie in the road black. I think everybody thought Rushi would give Fort Loramie its best tonight and make it very tight, a point or two either way. It was just a six-pointer at Fort Loramie earlier in the season, but Rushi has pulled away with a splendid second half and leads Fort Loramie by 14, 25 seconds remaining. Redskins, Heather Eilerman's got the ball 25 feet away, gives it up, gets it back. Down to 19 left. Heather drives the paint, and that shot right there by Heather Eilerman of Fort Loramie symbolizes the entire night, Chuck. It hit the backboard right in the middle of the square above the back brace, hit the rim, spun around, and simply would not go in. And sometimes you have shooting nights just like the one Fort Loramie's had this evening. They give all the credit in the world to Rushi, which has taken the fight right to the Redskins for four quarters. 4 seconds left. Fort Loramie is down to 14. Here's a drive to the rim. Shot is made with 1.3 to go and a foul. It was Jaden Putoff who sliced her way to the basket and popped it in off the window. And that is Fort Loramie's first point, Chuck, I think.
In the fourth quarter.
In the fourth quarter and the first point in 12 minutes in the second half. Free throw by Putoff, rims. Rebound right corner. Chased down by both teams. Buzzer sounds, and that's it. Head coach Andy Timmerman and his Rushi Raiders played splendidly all night long and thumped Fort Loramie by a final score of 47-35. The number 2 seed in the Sydney sectional and the number 2 team in the final Shelby County League standings knocks off the number 1 seed and the first place team in the league here tonight by a dozen, and Rushi deserved this victory. Raiders played extremely well in knocking off the Fort Loramie Redskins by a dozen points. Fort Loramie went from midway third quarter to the final 1.3 seconds of the game without a point being scored. And as Chuck noted, nothing obviously in the fourth for 7 minutes and 59 seconds by Fort Loramie. Rushi's defense came out suffocating Fort Loramie. Redskins were down 8-1 after the first 3.5 minutes. Finally, in the middle, 25-30% of the game, Fort Loramie generated some offense, but it was quickly shut down by Rushi in the middle of the third quarter again.
Well, they generated with their defense,
yep,
and they generated with putbacks on the offensive rebounds. Out of their offense, they really didn't score all night.
And you know what, Chuck? That is the best defense and the best offensive production from the defense I've seen Rushi generate in quite some time. You'd have to go back to a game maybe early last year.
No, they were impressive, and impressive was the fact that they got a little more bench. I mean, Ashley Scott, the freshman, played quite a bit.
Yeah,
didn't
York?
Score a lot, and York? Then York came in and scored 2 baskets in that second quarter.
Uh-huh.
When they had the lead, she had another free throw. They got good production out of those two young ladies tonight.
Yep, sure did, and that enabled the likes of Poling and Cordonier, ball handler Whitney Plyman out front, key performers to get spells on the bench. Head coach Andy Timmerman, again, a great job getting the best at Fort Loramie here tonight by a dozen. Redskins' 11-game win streak is snapped. Fort Loramie now 16-5 on the year. Rushi 17-5. And Fort Loramie has got one regular season game remaining. This was
senior night here at Rushi. It capped off the campaign. And the Raiders send the fans home smiling here at Rushi with a 12-point triumph, 47-35. Whitney Plyman, Cameo Wilson, the two 12th graders for the Raiders, and they will long remember from this day on their senior season, last regular season game victory against Fort Loramie at home. The Redskins have been playing mighty well, Chuck, but ran into a buzzsaw here tonight from the Rushi girls.
Absolutely. Take a look at the scoring for the Raiders. They were led by Poling with 15. Then they got 12 from Cordonier. I thought she was terrific tonight. And they got 7 from Whitney Plyman. That's kind of a plus. Not normally a great scorer, does a great job handling the basketball and playing defense.
Right.
On the other side, nobody in double figures for Fort Loramie. 9 from Holscher, 9 from Ratterman. And that's where they stand. 21 turnovers for Rushi. That's a little concern for the Raiders. But other than that, their defense was stifling, like you said. And the Clancy's players of the game, for the Raiders, it's going to be Larissa Poling. And for Fort Loramie, it's going to be Kenzie Holscher.
They are highlighted tonight by Clancy's, our stars of the game, Kenzie Holscher, Larissa Poling, for the Redskins and Raiders, respectively. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, it was somewhat of a meaningless game here tonight, especially considering the Shelby County League race was determined, although Rushi, with the victory, clinches the second place spot with just two losses. Anna has three setbacks, and Fort Loramie has one league loss. Loramie had a two-game lead in the loss column coming into tonight. Loramie winds up 11-1, Rushi 10-2, Anna 9-3. So from Fort Loramie's perspective, not a lot riding on the game, but Chuck, more importantly, Rushi played extremely hard, extremely well, and this game was won by Rushi more because of Rushi's play than because Fort Loramie had an off night. Agreed?
I think the offensive woes that Loramie had was definitely caused by the defense played by Rushi tonight. I thought they were terrific, and Larissa Poling she had 15 after three quarters. They didn't need her in the fourth quarter, but she was a force out there tonight. And as a junior, really kind of what I would think the Raider fans have been hoping to see out of her all season.
No doubt. And Rushi tonight scored twice the number of points against Fort Loramie than it did the first time the two teams played, when Fort Loramie won a defensive tussle, a game that lacked offense of any kind, 29-23 in the first clash at Fort Loramie. Tonight, Rushi goes for 47 to win at 47-35. Fort Loramie has a game remaining next Tuesday at home against Marion Local. Fort Loramie, the number one seed in the Sydney Girls Division IV sectional. Rushi, the number two seed. I don't think there is any way they could meet again in the tournament, Chuck. I looked at it fairly closely the other day. Until the regional championship, some things would have to happen along the way. Upsets would have to occur. Minster would have to get knocked out. The Tri-Village would have to get knocked out. Those two teams could meet again, but not until the regional final. There have been years when they were on a collision course in the regional semi, for sure.
Right.
But this year, it wouldn't be till the regional final. Nonetheless, Urushi and Fort Loramie split this year, and it was an entertaining game here tonight. Urushi, we really enjoyed it. We knew Fort Loramie had the league wrapped up, the top spot. Urushi showed us maybe its very best game of the entire year. I would go out on a limb and say head coach Andy Timmerman might say that given the level of competition his club was up against tonight.
Well, I would absolutely tell you this is the best we've seen them play.
Yes, no doubt about
and
that.
And seeing some of their real scoring problems during the stretch in the season.
Oh, yeah.
They did it with defense tonight.
Yeah,
their defense set the tone.
Yeah, you're right. A month or so ago, there was a four- or five-game period where Urushi was not even averaging 30 points a game. Got that turned around tonight. And, again, Chuck, you hit the nail on the head. You put your thumb right on it. Urushi's defense fueled the Raiders' offense all night long. So many thanks to our fine anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass, AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Also a big thanks to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? And remember, at the Troy Frisch's on Monday nights in February, kids eat free from 5 to 8. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. And the in-between, just south of Botkins, the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 498-7282, 498-7282, on facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. And the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Urushi, the Jewelry Barn in Urushi, Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, and in Fort Loramie, we salute Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. More action the next two nights from Fort Loramie boys games for you. Each contest with significant impact on the Shelby County League boys race. Jackson Center at Fort Loramie tomorrow night. Tip off at 8. Webcast time at 7:40. Then Anna at Fort Loramie on Saturday. It's the makeup of an earlier postponed game. Anna at Fort Loramie on Saturday. Tip off at 8. Webcast time at 7:40. Then next Tuesday, we're on the road, Sydney at Vandalia Butler, the GWAC North title on the line. Sydney can get a share by beating Butler on Tuesday. Butler coming off a gigantic win on the road just two nights ago at Versailles in double overtime. It's a tall order for Sydney. Butler very good, a club that beat Sydney first time around at the Yellow Jackets gym. A tip-off on Tuesday, 7:30, webcast time 7:10. A lot of fun. Chuck enjoyed it tonight. One of our very best girls basketball games of the year. A lot of energy. Had streaks where it was basket for basket for basket. The defenses were very good by both teams. Urushi got the most out of its talented players here this evening and put together four quarters. The best performance by Urushi. I'll go out on a limb saying that the entire season. High quality game by the Raiders, who can make a mark in that girls Division IV tourney if they play like this.
No, absolutely. I mean, they weathered one run by Loramie, got down four, and they could have folded the tents, but they didn't, and they came back and ended up with the 47-35 victory.
Yeah, Urushi finished the game with a 22-6 run. That's how the game closed out over the last 12 minutes. Ron Mooney is our scores, broadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Till tomorrow night at 7:40 from Fort Loramie, Jack Kramer saying good evening from Rushi, where tonight the Rushi girls team has defeated Fort Loramie. Raiders 47, Redskins 35.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment.